Hi, this is Rick Warren, and welcome to Daily Hope. In the United States, this is our National Day of Thanksgiving. Every year, we take a day to thank God for the many blessings we've received. I'm thankful all this week because Romans 8:28 tells us that in all things, God works for the good of those of us who love Him and have been called according to His purpose. God is for us, and we can all be thankful for that.
How can I know God's will? Why do I do what I don't want to do? How long should I keep praying? How can I stop worrying? Thanks for joining us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Today, as we continue in our series called Hard Questions, Rick will share from God's Word in order to help us navigate through the muddy waters of life's seemingly unanswerable questions. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you about a resource you can take with you wherever you go. It'll provide practical answers to any dilemma facing you. It's a book by Pastor Rick called God's Answers to Life's Difficult Questions. You can take a sneak peek at this valuable tool by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. That's PastorRick.com, or you can text the word DAILY to 99000. That's the word DAILY to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part one of a message called, Why Do I Do What I Don't Want to Do?
Did you know that every year over 2,000 brand new self-help books are published in America? Every single year, 2,000 new ones. Because we're always looking for the latest tip, the latest hot idea, the latest therapy, fad, whatever, that's going to instantly change our lives. Because so much of our lives is out of our control. Now, I want to begin this morning with a little quiz. There on your outline, what do you have a hard time controlling? Now, don't look at your neighbor's outline, but I'd like for you to circle at least one of those things, if any of them apply. If they don't, write in one. What do you have a hard time controlling? Do you have a hard time controlling your temper? One woman told me, my husband, Pastor Rick, is so temperamental. He said he's 90% temper and 10% mental. Sexual desires, drinking, spending, eating. Let's just skip that one. Moods, procrastinating, bad habits. The fact is, all of us have areas of our lives that we wish we could change, but we have been unable to. So today, Tom and I are continuing this series that we're going to be doing on hard questions. And the question we want to look at today is, why do I do what I don't want to do? That's an old question. In the passage that Pastor Tom read earlier, Paul was mentioning it. Why do I do what I don't want to do? And today I want us to look at the problem, and I want us to look at God's promise, and then I want us to look at a prescription for change in doing the things that you really do want to do and doing less of what you don't want to do. First, what's the problem? Why is it that I do what I don't want to do? Why do I have such a hard time getting my act together and taking it on the road? Why do I have such a hard time getting things under control? Well, the Bible says, real simple, it's this: my sinful nature. My sinful nature. What is a sinful nature? Well, it just means that you and I have a natural predisposition to do the wrong thing. Given the right situation, we will often make the wrong choice. And Paul gives a personal example. In Romans chapter 7, in the New Living Translation, he says, I don't understand myself at all. For I really want to do what's right, but I don't do it. Instead, I do the very thing I hate. But I can't help myself because it is sin inside me, that's that sinful nature, that makes me do these evil things. I know I'm rotten so far as my old sinful nature is concerned. No matter which way I turn, I can't make myself do right. I want to, but I can't. Now, do any of you vaguely relate to this verse? Is there any part of your personality that you go, yeah, well, maybe that's true? One rancher said, he said, I feel like there's always two horses pulling at me in different directions, a good horse and a bad horse. And somebody said, well, which horse wins? He said, the one I say giddy up to. But there is this civil war that's going on inside us. Jesus talked about it. He said, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is what? weak, right? And there's this, even after you become a believer, there's this tension inside of you. You've got your good nature, which God has given you, but you also have your old sinful nature that is pulling at you. Have you ever tried to break a bad habit, and it works real good for a couple weeks, but in a matter of months or over time, you're back doing what you used to do all along? And you say, I'd like to change, but I just can't. I feel like Paul here. How many of you made resolutions at the beginning of 1998? Can I see your hands? You made a resolution, New Year's resolution. All right. Is anybody still keeping those New Year's resolutions? A couple of you. Very good. God bless you. You're perfect. We're not. Okay. You can go home. Usher, please escort those people out right now. Not me. Not me. You know, we have this rotating magnet on our refrigerator door. I love it. Kay bought it for me. It says, today my diet is on. And you flip it over, today my diet is off. And you can keep turning it around and around. And some days we air condition our house with that just turning around and around. What I'm saying is this, good intentions are never good enough.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, if you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. Oh, and while you're at it, go ahead and sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the other helpful resources. That's PastorRick.com or just text the word daily to 99000. Again, that's the word daily to 99000. The second half of today's lesson is coming up.
How can you cope with stress, rebound from failure, defeat depression, have peace of mind? In his book, God's Answers to Life's Difficult Questions, Rick Warren takes you to the Bible for answers to 12 of life's toughest questions, drawing from the examples of different biblical characters that face the same issues. Rick offers concise, practical, eye-opening insights that you can understand and apply right away so you can move past hardships and experience a life of purpose and significance. Pastor Rick writes, in each of these studies, you will discover simple ways to apply God's truth to your personal life, your family, and your job. Let Rick lead you through the scriptures to see what they reveal about 12 of the most pressing questions people ask. Let us send you a copy of the book, God's Answers to Life's Difficult Questions, today, as our way of saying thanks for your financial support of this ministry. Go to PastorRick.com right now. That's PastorRick.com. Or you can call 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. Thanks in advance for your support.
Once again, here's Rick.
You know, we have this rotating magnet on our refrigerator door. I love it. Kay bought it for me. It says, today my diet is on. And you flip it over, today my diet is off. And you can keep turning it around and around. And some days we air condition our house with that just turning around and around. What I'm saying is this, good intentions are never good enough. Good resolutions, good intentions are never good enough. It takes more than simply a desire to change. You say, well, I'll never lose my temper again. I'll never let that happen again. I'll never indulge myself. I'll never smoke another cigarette. I'm not going to do that anymore. And after Christmas, I'll get in shape. And we always keep putting it off. Now, since everybody struggles with this civil war that's inside us, and Paul's talking about with our sin nature, our desire, natural predisposition to do the wrong thing, the results are pretty predictable. There are three results, and Paul mentions them here in this text. First is confusion. We often have a lot of confusion in our lives because of this tension between wanting to do what's right but ending up not doing it. Paul says, I don't understand myself. Do you ever wonder why you act sometimes in ways that don't make sense? Do you ever wonder, why do I keep making the same mistake over and over and over? I mean, I know I know this is wrong, but I keep doing it again. Why am I so resistant to change? Why do I do what I don't want to do? That's what we're looking at today. I don't understand myself. There's confusion in your life. The second thing is frustration. Frustration is a natural byproduct of this civil war inside you. Paul says, in Romans 7:17, I have the desire to do good, but not the power. And how many times have you started each week or each morning with great intentions and you get up saying, today's gonna be different. But by evening or by the end of the week, nothing has really changed. How many diets have started in the morning? Man, this is gonna be a great diet day. You know, and by the end of the day, man, I'm in for a balanced meal, which means a Big Mac in each hand, you know. It's frustrating. You want to change, but you just can't. You have the motivation, but not the determination. You can't pull it off. He says, I have the desire to do good, but I don't have the power. This, by the way, is the problem with every self-help book. Self-help books often have very good advice in them, but they don't give you the power to do the change. Often a self-help book will say things like, drop all your bad habits. Well, of course, that would help. Stop being negative. Be more disciplined. Well, you're saying, yeah, well, this is great. But how? How? A lot of times a self-help book will tell you the right thing to do, but they don't give you the power to do it. And so as a result, you're confused and you're frustrated. And you get stuck in this cycle of good intention and then failure and then guilt. And then you start over again with another good intention and then failure and then guilt. And then good intention, and then failure, and then guilt. And you just get stuck in this cycle. And it's kind of like being in a squirrel in one of those little cages that just goes round and round and round. And you're making a lot of energy and effort, but no real progress. Frustration. The third result of this civil war inside you is discouragement. Discouragement. Hear the discouragement in Paul's voice. In Romans 7:24, he says, I've tried everything, and nothing helps. I'm at the end of my rope. Is there no one who can do anything for me? Do you hear his discouragement here? He says, I'm at the end of my rope. I don't know what to do. I've lost the battle. I'm ready to give up. My life's a mess. I'm a failure. So why even try? Why not just throw in the towel and get used to being a failure? He says, I'll never be able to change. Have you ever said that? I will never be able to change. Now, all of us have felt that frustration of the civil war inside of us, of the good and the bad. And if you've ever felt that way, I've got some good news for you today. There is a way out. And we're going to look at it today. There is a way out. And God's promise is this: personal freedom. Personal freedom. That is God's promise. In John 8, verse 32, Jesus says, when you know the truth will, read it with me, set you free. Circle that word, free. God's promise. He says, when you know the truth will set you free. Now listen, this is very important. The secret to personal change is not willpower. Did you hear that? It is not willpower. It is not a pill. It is not a resolution. It's not some vow that you make. The secret to personal change is not something you do. The secret to personal change is not something that you say. The secret to personal change is something you know. You know the truth. Why? Well, we've talked about this many times. When you change the way you think, it changes the way you feel. And when you change the way you feel, it changes the way you act. Now, this is one of the most important things I'm going to say today, but write this down. Behind every self-defeating act is a lie I'm believing. Behind every self-defeating behavior or act is a lie that I'm believing. I'm accepting an idea that just isn't true. It may be a lie about myself. It may be a lie about my past. It may be a lie about life. It may be a lie about God. It may be a lie about others. It may be a lie about the nature of success or the nature of failure. It may be a lie about the present. It may be a lie about the future. But every self-defeating act, why do you do something that you know is bad for you? Because there's a payoff. And what's the payoff? Well, you think the payoff is such and such, and that is the lie. And if you want to change the way you live, you have to start in your mind. Jesus didn't say, when you speak the truth or when you do the truth. He said, when you know the truth. Change always starts in your mind. It doesn't start in your will. It starts in your mind. When you know the truth will set you free. And what you have to do is expose and uncover the lies that you have been accepting. Now, some of those lies you picked up on the playground as a kid. Some of them you picked up from television. Some of them you picked up from your parents. Some of them you creatively thought up yourself. But they are lies. And when you know the truth, that will set you free. What is the truth? Well, it's what God says. In fact, Jesus said, I am the truth. So today I'm going to ask you to face the truth about yourself. And I'm going to ask you to face the truth about God. And I'm going to ask you to face the truth about your problems. How do you do that? Well, the Bible gives us four things to do. Would you write these down in the back of your outline? These things are simple for me to share with you, but they are not easy. They are difficult to do. The first one is this: acknowledge the root of my problem. That's facing the truth about me. Acknowledge the root of my problem. Now, most of us go through life with this vague feeling that something is wrong with my life and I can't put my finger on it. I know that something's out of whack, out of kilter, but I just can't figure it out. But God obviously can figure it out, and He does, and He has a word for it. You have an attitude problem. It's the way you think. It's an attitude problem. And God has a word for this attitude. It's not a popular word. It's unsophisticated. It's unhip. People don't like to use this word today. In mixed company, I think today, I'll just spell the word out for you. Okay, are you ready? Here it is. S-I-N. That's your problem. And that's the problem why you can't change. Sin. Now, what is sin? Sin is not a behavior. Sin starts in the mind. Sin produces sinful behavior, no doubt about it. But it starts up here. Let me give you a definition of sin. Sin is playing God. Playing God. It's when I do what I want to do instead of what God wants me to do. It's ignoring God. It's saying, I'm not going to listen to you, God. I'm going to do what I want to do, what I think is right, and I'm going to play God. I'm God, and you're not. When you spell sin, what's the middle letter of sin? That's the problem. I am the problem. I think that I know better than God. I think that I am God. I think that I could choose better than He can. And when I do that, it gets me into all kinds of problems. Sin is rejecting God's laws and doing my own laws, what I make up, what I think are right. Sin is the root of all your problems, every one of them. It's the result of all, it is the root of all your problems. And of course, it's as old as the first man, first woman, Adam and Eve. Now, what makes it worse is that we live in a state of perpetual denial about our sinfulness. Most of us just don't think that that's a problem. Oh, you know, I'm not perfect, and we have these euphemisms. But we don't want to really say, I got a sin nature. It is my nature to be selfish. It is. I have to learn to be unselfish. It's my nature to be discontented. I have to learn to be content.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, you can simply go to PastorRick.com and listen online anytime. Or download the Daily Hope with Rick Warren podcast on your computer, smartphone, or tablet. Rick will be back in just a moment with a final word of encouragement, so please stay with us. If you've ever asked, how can I cope with stress, rebound from failure, defeat depression, or have peace of mind, let me tell you about the book, God's Answers to Life's Difficult Questions by Pastor Rick Warren. In it, Rick takes you to the Bible for answers to 12 of life's toughest challenges, drawing from the examples of different biblical characters that face the same issues. He offers concise, practical, eye-opening insights that you can understand and apply right away, allowing you to move past hardships and experience a life of purpose and significance. Pastor Rick writes, "In each of these studies, you will discover simple ways to apply God's truth to your personal life, your family, and your job." Let Rick lead you through the scriptures to see what they reveal about 12 of the most pressing questions people ask. Let us send you a copy of the book, God's Answers to Life's Difficult Questions, today as our way of saying thanks for your financial support of this ministry. To get your copy, go to PastorRick.com right now. That's PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004. Again, that's 800-600-5004. You can also text the word DAILY to 99000. Thanks in advance for your support. Your gift to Daily Hope helps us share the hope of Christ with people around the world. And now, here's Pastor Rick with a closing thought.
You've heard me talk about the 3,000 tribes left in the world that have no believer, no Bible, and no body of Christ, no known Christian or church in those tribes. And one of the goals at Daily Hope is to take the good news into those areas so that there is a Bible and a believer and a church planted there. Now, the way we do this is what's called the near neighbor strategy. Some of these tribes, if you're an American, you couldn't go into because you're of a different nationality. But a near neighbor who lives within 20 miles or 50 miles or 100 miles, they could reach those people that we can't. So here's the strategy of Daily Hope. We train pastors. And we train pastors in countries all around the world. We've trained over 500,000 pastors from 164 countries. And this year, we're focusing particularly on Africa. We have a strategy we started a few years ago called the All Africa Strategy. And what we do is we're bringing in the leading pastors and church leaders from all 56 African nations. And we've been training them in Rwanda on how to build healthy churches that bring people in, build them up to maturity, train them for their ministry, and send them out on their life mission. And we are then matching pastors from America with pastors in Africa to partner together to develop a nationwide strategy. We've already had 26 nations in Africa begin the training. Another 26 nations are starting in a month or two. And we already have about 160 pastors from America who have started working with our churches in Africa. These pastors are partnering. Your church could partner with an African church or churches to help take a nationwide strategy of building healthy churches that can reach these unreached people groups. It's a big vision, it's a simple vision, but it's one that when you give to Daily Hope, you're supporting. So when you give to Daily Hope, you're not just supporting the broadcast here. And remember, I don't take any money for this. I serve this ministry for free. But we are actually using your gifts to spread the good news around the world, to train other pastors around the world. You have a part and a partnership in the Great Commission in Africa and in all of the seven continents. Now, I just want to say thank you for your support. Many of you have been faithful in the past year, and particularly it's these monthly gifts that come every single month. It doesn't have to be a lot. It's whatever you're able to give. It's the regularity that allows us to keep on reaching into new areas, new tribes, new countries, and a new vision. Now, you can give to Daily Hope online. You go to the website, PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com. Pretty easy. And just make your gift there. Thank you so much for your heart to reach people around the world. It's my heart. I know it's your heart. And together, we can take the message of hope to the least, to the last, and the lost all around the world. God bless you for what you're doing.
Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.